there's a growing number of on-the-go applications and handheld devices. Back in 2012, there were about 40,000 mobile health options.
The bad news is there isn't much direction on what to do with what is out there.
Drexel University professor Michelle Rogers teaches healthcare informatics. Rogers wishes health professionals would weigh in to say which applications they like and which they trust.
That is kind of murky right there.
Most mobile health applications are designed for the worried well. That's all of us out there trying to improve our health on our own. From Fitbit to Fuelband, those devices let you keep tabs on your steps or your calories, all in the name of wellness. Then there's a whole different set of mobile health tools. They're designed to help your doctor keep tabs on you.
The blood pressure monitor will now activate.
There are now at-home blood pressure monitors that take a reading automatically, then send that data directly to your doctor.
Your current blood pressure level may indicate mild hypertension.
We don't know that that's any better than if you were to do it yourself, write it in a little book that comes with the blood pressure cuff, and then when you go to the doctor, you take that book with you.
Rogers has lots of questions.
Does this heart rate app actually work?
And
will doctors ultimately use all this information that we're tracking?
So when does a mobile device become a mobile medical device? And when does the government step in to make sure that application is safe?
That's the key question. So far, what they've kind of said is that they're only going to test things that impact a direct health outcome.
There are about 100 of those that have actually received FDA review and approval.
Linda Fleischer is a researcher at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She and others are studying digital health applications to make sure they're easy to navigate for people at different literacy levels or those who don't speak English well.
It's not just providing them, it's making sure that people can actually use them.
Michelle Rogers is looking for a new kind of collaboration.
Do we have the computer scientists working with the public health people, working with the doctors and nurses?
That's happening slowly, but Linda Fleischer says, buyer beware and do your research.
We need to make sure that from a consumer perspective side, we understand how it works and if it works and in what ways.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.